Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to the lines, David of Mequon, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, David of Mequon?
Yes, good morning, man. Thanks for taking the call. In regards with Gavin Newsom, he's going to win, but not for some of the reasons that you stated. He's going to win because California is so overwhelmingly Democratic. You got super majorities in both, the Assembly and in the Senate. It's beyond even veto proof. And the other thing is, if you look, the amount of people that have moved out of California, I can tell you just because our family is split, there's a good chunk of them that moved out of California, hence why they lost the seat. And it's the first time California's history that the population actually shrunk, because there really is no room for a Republican Party there anymore. And the fact of the matter is that, congressional wise, sure, there are some swing districts left there, but predominantly it's run by Democrats, and it's in safe hands. That is a one-party state now going forward at this point.
Yeah, you raise a good point. I don't disagree, but I think we do have a disagreement on the implication of it. It is true that it's an overwhelmingly Democratic state. And so therefore, on the recall, the fact that 49% of the people don't want a recall, a lot of it is going to be reflexively, he's a Democrat, and he's not a dishonest guy. He hasn't stolen money, and I don't care if he eats in laundry or not. And so be it. So I agree with that. And they do have a supermajority. Our disagreement, David, comes on this: with the right candidate, even the most left-wing or right-wing states can go the other way. I'll give you an example. Mitt Romney was elected governor of Massachusetts. Now, Massachusetts is just as Democratic as California. It's just a lot smaller. But they thought Mitt Romney would be a good governor, and they elected him. So that's, that's one example. Another example on the left is California. California elected Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now, yes, right now it's more Democratic than it was then, but it was super Democratic back then. It really was. And they simply thought he was the right guy. Take a case like a state like Kansas, very right-wing Republican, and they've had Democratic succession, not right now, but over time, actually right now, Democratic governors. So my thesis is that when people just, pound the party line, pound the drum, they can get elected. But if you have somebody of exceptional ability, I think people see through it. So that's my read on it, David.
All right. Well, the only thing I'll just add to this is the only reason why Newsom has been recalled is a couple of reasons. One, that whole video where he was at that French restaurant and everything else was locked down and he wasn't wearing a mask and he's enjoying himself. And then the other thing was his children were allowed to go to private school while everybody else was told not to go to school. And then the final nail in the head was, if you remember, there was a woman, I forgot what city it was, she had a restaurant, and literally right next door, there was a Hollywood set where they had a tent set up to feed the people, whoever were producing the movie, right next door. But the lady, that was trying to keep her restaurant open was not allowed to. She was forced to shut down. And that angered a lot of people. But I do think there are, it's going to be closer than people think. But again, it is definitely more Democratic today than it was, 15, 20 years ago, that's for sure. So. So
yeah, that's no, I appreciate just, the I, call. I would say two things in response to the school issue and the restaurant issue. And the school issue, Gavin Newsom, and actually the state and the health commissioner, put out word that there was going to be virtual instruction in the public schools. That was true in virtually every state in the country. Some schools stayed open. Private schools stayed open. I don't know which school Gavin Newsom sent his kids, but he didn't open it directly for them. He didn't give them anything special. They just went to a school where there was in-person instruction, which I personally think is the best education. I think virtual is not as good. However, I agree with health with health experts who said that it should be virtual in schools they can control, which are public schools, because of spread from staff, teachers, to staff and teachers, back to parents, and so forth. Private schools had a different point of view, and I don't think Newsom picked those school that school simply so that they could, this is their school. So in any event, on the restaurant thing, what they did was the movie industry is so important to California that they didn't shut down the movie industry, but they did say that restaurants should do takeout for a long period of time until now they can go back in full mode. So if a movie set has a restaurant, you say a restaurant, I mean, basically a tent where the actors can get some chow, that's hardly a restaurant. But secondly, even if it was a movie about a restaurant, there are movies about restaurants. The deal isn't the restaurant, it's the movie industry out there. So these are tough decisions. I don't think any of that justifies bringing on as governor a porn star, a San Diego mayor, a businessman, or Caitlyn Jenner. If there was somebody substantial who knew what he was doing, then, it'd be a different deal. Thanks a lot for calling, David. That's really good stuff. Thank you. Okay, going to Virginia. Virginia, fascinating gubernatorial race. My candidate is Terry McAuliffe, Democrat, former governor, supported by Barack Obama, Bill and Hillary Clinton, and virtually everybody in the Democratic Party nationally. He was the governor for 4 years. Virginia has a strange law. You can't succeed yourself, but you can serve as many terms as you want as long as you don't succeed yourself. So you get yourself elected governor of Virginia, you spend 4 years, out you go, somebody else comes in. 4 years later, you can try to jump back in. And then out you go after that, winning that, and you could do it forever. I don't necessarily like that situation, that procedure, but that in a buck will get me on the bus, right? Who cares what I think about Virginia's elections? That's my thought. However, to run against Terry McAuliffe, the Republicans decided to go full frontal authoritarian. They decided to go, we want to control this nomination, so we're not even going to have a Republican primary. And out there, you have to be registered. We have an open primary in Wisconsin, one of the last in the country. But out there, you have to register as a Republican, so you're going to get a lot of hardcore Republicans. That wasn't good enough to the authoritarians. They said, we're going to have delegates select them in various voting places around the state, and you have to sign up as a delegate. There's a lot of independents and moderate Republicans who might say, all right, I'll register as a Republican this time. They're not going to sign up as delegates. So usually you'd have hundreds of thousands of voters. 50,000 people signed up to be delegates. So this is a very, very hardcore spore state type of election. It just got counted, took several days to count it. They had ranked choice voting, which means you have to, if there are 10 candidates, you have to say, who's your first choice? And write a one next to them. Second, third, down to 10. when you get down to 8, 9, and 10, you're really thinking like, this is garbage time in the NBA, who cares? It's not going to get there. But basically it results in reshuffling. The front runner was Amanda Chase. Amanda Chase, she is a truly certifiable right-wing nut. She calls herself Trump in heels. She was up at the rally before the insurrection. She did not participate in the insurrection, but she supported it, praised it, and she's full frontal Trump, disciple acolyte of Trump. That's all she is, Trump. That's all she said. I am Trump in heels. That was her campaign speech. She lost. She lost. Even the hardcore 50,000 right-wing Republican delegates gagged. They thought this is not the future. This is a state, by the way, where it's one of its first governors was Thomas Jefferson. Okay, we're talking serious big time here. We're not talking Amanda Chase. We're not talking Amanda Chase. We're talking Thomas Jefferson. So in any event, she lost, and a guy named Glenn Youngkin, Y-O-U-N-G-K-A-N, Youngkin Youngkin. You know what he does for a living, or did? He was the former co-CEO of the Carlyle Group, an investment group whose holdings aren't published. I believe George H.W. Bush invested. I've always believed that some of his foreign policy with respect to Saudi Arabia was probably favorable to some of the clients of the Carlyle Group. I have no idea if George H.W. Bush invested himself. You don't want this guy as governor of Virginia. You don't want to have a guy who is the head of the Carlyle Group or head of any hedge fund or venture capital firm or investment firm. You don't want it. You don't want it. Terry McAuliffe, the Democrat, was the governor, and then he was prohibited from succeeding himself because of Virginia law. So he sat out 4 years, and now he's back. And he's back. He's going to win. And I support him, but more importantly, Barack Obama, Terry, or Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Jamie Harrison, the head of the DNC, everybody supports him. Everybody supports him. Got to get him back in there. Beating Amanda Chase would have been a Tea Party. She's so crazy. But beating Glenn Youngkin shouldn't be hard either. He'll have a lot of money, knows a lot of venture capitalists, a lot of investors, a lot of people whose names you will never read and you will never know. We don't want him as governor of Virginia. So Virginia, experiment in authoritarianism and picking a candidate. They at least got rid of Trump in heels, of Amanda Chase. At least they got rid of her. But all they had left was some slim pickings, very slim pickings. Glenn Youngkin, former CEO, co-CEO of the Carlyle Group. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.